Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the NYB Live Album Review. My name is Yao Boidu, but you can call me NYB. And you can also follow me on all social media platforms, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on TikTok. The handle is at NYB underscore live, L-I-V-E. On Facebook is Yao Boidu, across all the other platforms, and even YouTube is at NYB underscore live. And today, whose album am I reviewing? Drum roll. Well, I'm reviewing the album for Nigerian superstar, Afrobeat star, one of the finest to ever make it, OBO001. Charlie, the title's plenty. Well, today I'm taking a deep dive into Davido's Timeless album, which has been making waves since it dropped in March. Let's see how it goes.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We ain't feeling it. It's your boy, Brock Kevin Beats, and myself. I'm tuned into my favorite NYB. Yo, I know he's your favorite as well. Stay tuned. What's up, what's up, what's up?
So yes, Davido, over a decade in the game, and he gives us Timeless. And this album comes after he took a break from music following the tragic death of his son, and he's come back with a bang. Well, he's, I won't say healed, but I feel like he's finally been able to move through the phase of losing the son. He performed at the World Cup final, which was amazing for a lot of fans to see, because we were really anticipating on wanting to see how he was doing. You get that vibe, like we want to see how he was, and he came back, and now we have a full body of work, and it's titled Timeless. In fact, the rollout of this album has become a whole conversation in Ghana. It became a whole topic because people are like, see Davido rolling out his album, can Ghanaian artists do a similar thing? There were even rumors of DJs being paid a certain amount of money, which were debunked. But yeah, a lot went into promoting this album across the world, including Ghana, where we saw billboards, we've seen musical people activating this from social media influencers to a whole lot. And it takes a lot in order to get that kind of traction. But it's Davido. That's it. Comes after months of not having heard a Davido song, and now we have 17 songs on this album, which includes his hit single with Focalis, Champion Sound. You get it? That's like one of my favorite songs from Davido, Champion Sound, and it's on this album. You get? And this album doesn't feature artists from the West. You know, in previous albums, Davido really featured artists from America and stuff. But this had a lot of local representation. The closest to, let's say, an outsider, which is outside the African continent, you're going to get is going to be Desta Dap, who comes from Jamaica, and that's like the motherland. But we have Moravi, who's signed to Davido now. We have Musa Keys. We have Fave. We have The Cavemen, an amazing band. Charlie, I saw them at Manifest's concert, and I'm like, wow, these guys are energetic. And then the legend, the queen herself, Angelique Kidjo, is also on this album. Then we have the man of the moment, Asake. Then we also have another signee to DMW 2.0, that's Logos Olori, who was featured on Picasso. He's on that song. He sounded like Wizkid, a bit of Wizkid for me. Like that's how he sounded. And then finally, we have the London brother. Who I was privileged to be able to meet and also even serve at Afro Nation as part of the artist liaison team. I handle the local artist liaison team. So yeah, we had that interaction. So Skepta is also on this album. So it's amazing to see all these features. But before we go deep down to the album, like I said, the rollout was amazing. From the billboards to the talkability to the activation that have gone on after, one of the piece of like activation that has gone viral was the dance with his DJ and Mayu Kun that has really traveled, because I think Unavailable has become like a major sound from the album. In fact, it is the leading sound at the moment, even though people have their favorites. For me, I have my own personal favorite, which would be Picasso, honestly. My personal favorite would be Picasso, but everybody has a favorite in there. So like I said, 17 songs, Over Them Few, In the Garden, Godfather, Unavailable, Bop, You Pay Me, Away, Precision, Kante featuring Faith, Namoni featuring The Kingman and Angelique Kidjo. Then we have You, aka Juju featuring Skepta, No Competition featuring Asake. We have Picasso featuring Logos Olori, which I've already said is like my favorite of the album. We have For the Road, we have LCD, and finally we have the one with Phil Catalyst, Champion Sound. Well, this album is an amazing piece of work. It doesn't really have like, let's say, a theme. It's not like those themed album where you are expecting like it to roll over into the next. No, this is more of vibes. I think they decided to look at records that they've done, and they probably added one or two, and records they feel as a team can connote as being timeless. Songs that can transcend time, that can transcend feelings, that can transcend moods, and they place it beautifully together. And it's beautiful to watch. Like, as a music executive myself, I've learned one or two from this whole album, from the Timeless album. And that's the beauty of projects, you get it? It's not just about the sound, it's about how they activate it, how they do it. And Davido has kind of opened the eyes of many to how to do it. Like I said, it was a big conversation in Ghana. Like, artists for do this, do that. It was a huge debate. But yeah, it's been an amazing run. And I feel good. I'm happy for Davido. And his concert that he organized in Lagos was amazing. The place was packed. You get it? The stage was great. You know what I'm saying? The stage was great. It was really beautiful. And he's been activating across the world. He went to New York, did the Puma stuff, had the Puma merch. And it's Davido 001. You get me? And I can't imagine what's lined up for the year, because he couldn't achieve some of the things he wanted to achieve because of the tragedy. But now that he is a bit over it, we are about to see Davido take over the world again, because this world without Davido has been a bit slow. You know, Davido has a character, he has to have vibe. He'll be OBU now. You see that? But yeah, but then overall for the album, I think it's a great Afrobeat album. A lot of people are saying he wants to go to the Grammy. That's why he featured Angelique Kidjo. But it's not always about the Grammy. I get that Grammy could be a perspective, but music is beautiful. It's spiritual, and that will always take the larger chunk of the creative process rather than just awards. And I believe the whole team led by Davido and Asha, Asika, are doing amazing. Like, it's beautiful to watch. Like, beautiful to see it unfold. And Unavailable is now the breakthrough single. It has taken center stage. No one is touching Unavailable at this moment. No African artist at this moment is touching Unavailable for, and I foresee it being for a while before any other person comes to take it. But Unavailable, that's the song of the moment. And I know more songs will come out. I want to activate more songs. There's more videos. Hopefully we see more videos. Hopefully we see the video for Namoni featuring Caveman and Angelique. We also see, I'm hoping to see a video for Picasso, because that's my favorite. You get me? So basically that. So for the album, beautifully put together, I'm going to give it like a 9 out of 10. Yeah, 9 out of 10. It sounds great. It sounds amazing, and it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful. Congrats to the video and the team. They put out like an album of the year contender, and that's nice. So guys, don't forget, I do this for a living, where I review your favorite albums. I put you on new music and all that. Well, today we did it for the video's Timeless. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, like Audio Mac, Spotify, Apple Music Podcast. Just let me know, hit me up if you're feeling it. My name is NYB. You can call me Yabuido Abafo. Like I said, you can follow me on social media at NYB_live, or simply put, follow me or add me on Facebook at Yahweh the Above. We can have a conversation. Me a freestyle, like I'm free like that. So it not be like anything. Yeah. Just hit me up. Let's have this conversation. Let's see the way we can learn and push African music to the tippy top. You get it? Alright guys, catch you same time next time. Let's go.